Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes. Hamashal shel defanos milmala lamata. A person is building his sukkah, and when he gets to the walls, he builds the walls from the top to the bottom, but doesn't complete the sukkah, meaning it's not flush with the floor. So the walls are like hanging in the air a little bit. Im gavom min ha'aretz shlosh tefachim, if the walls are above the ground three tefachim, psula sukkah is invalid. Why is that? If you look at the picture in the email that I have over here, picture Kuf Nun Gimel, the first picture, you see that the sukkah is a regular authentic sukkah. It's got tzchach, it's got three walls, which is the minimum. But then the walls don't go all the way down to the surface, down to the floor. The pegs, the supporting beams do, but the actual walls don't. So the rule is that if it's three tefachim or more of a distance between the floor and the walls, enough for a little goat, see a little picture of the goat in the left corner, to crawl under, then the sukkah is invalid, and we look at the walls, they're just hanging in the air, and it's not a good sukkah. But if it's less than three tefachim, then we apply the rule of lavud, which means we look at if the area is totally closed off, and then therefore the sukkah would be kosher. So the defining factor is the distance. If it's three tefachim or more, enough for a goat to crawl underneath it, then the walls are not considered attached to the surface, and the sukkah is invalid, because the walls are just hanging in the air. Whereas if it's within three tefachim of the floor, then we look at the walls as if they're flush with the ground, and therefore it would be kosher. What about the other way around? Milmata lamala. If a person's building his sukkah, and he's building his walls from the ground up to the schach, but then he doesn't go all the way up to the schach. So here the rules are going to be different. Im gavoa min ha'aretz asara tefachim. If the wall, of course now it's flush with the ground, and if it has a height of 10 tefachim tall, even if it doesn't reach the schach, then kshir and the sukkah is kosher, regardless of the distance between the wall and the schach. So if you look at the next picture, picture number 2 in the email, titled Kuf Nun Dalid, you see you have a sukkah. It's got its walls. The wall has a minimum of 10 tefachim tall, and it's flush with the ground. So if you have that minimum, now the space that's going to be between the wall and the schach is limitless. It could be as high as you want. It doesn't matter. We look at it as if it's going to be a kosher sukkah, and as if the wall is imaginary, extending all the way up into the schach. But if the wall is less than 10 tefachim, then we don't apply that principle, and the sukkah would be invalid. So that's going to be the difference when the wall is flush with the surface of the ground, or if the wall is not flush with the surface of the ground. Moving right along, Rabbi Yossi says, Kishem Shemal Mata Lamala Asar Tzvachim. He says, no. Just like when the wall is flush with the ground, we say you have to have at least 10 tefachim, and then the distance between the wall and the schach doesn't make a difference. So too in the previous case, where the wall was flush with the schach, but it didn't hit the ground, and we said that you have to have less than 3 tefachim to make it kosher, he says, no, as long as that wall is 10 tefachim tall, it doesn't matter the distance between the wall and the ground, it's always going to be kosher. And we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi, but that's his opinion. Okay, so the first opinion differentiates if the wall starting on the ground is the wall starting from the schach. Whereas the second opinion does not differentiate, and we pass kind of like the first opinion. Lastly, if a person distance the schach from the wall three tefachim, meaning klomar afilu also defanos, even if made full complete walls from the ground all the way up into the schach, but there's a distance of three tefachim between the wall and the schach of just plain airspace, psula, then the sukkah is invalid. Because if you have airspace of three tefachim wide, and the airspace is on the side, meaning between the schach and the wall, that specific case is going to be puzzles, going to make the sukkah invalid. And we'll learn later on what the halach is if the airspace is somewhere in the middle of the schach, whereas near the wall. But if it's near the wall, then that airspace, if it's three tefachim wide, will make the sukkah invalid. Moving right along to Mishnah Yud. Bayis shenifchas, if you have a house that has a roof, and the roof gets a hole in it, v'sichich agabav, then he takes schach, and he puts it on top of the hole in the ceiling. So if you look at the picture, kuf ayin al, the third picture, you have a nice little house over there, and then there's a hole in the ceiling of the house, and he has schach filling up that hole. So the rule's like this. If you have a distance between the schach and the wall of 4 amos, then the sukkah is totally invalid and it's no good. So you see over here, like where there's this hole in the ceiling, if the distance between the actual ceiling, right, where there's no schach, and the wall is more than 4 amos, sorry, 4 amos or more, then the sukkah is invalid. But if the distance is less than 4 amos, if you read it, says over there, pachos medalat amos, less than 4 amos, then the sukkah is actually kosher. Doesn't matter which side it's at. Because we say dofen akuma. We look at it as if the wall is just bent over towards the schach. And as long as it's less than 4 amos, the ceiling where there's no schach, which is right next to the wall and between the wall and the schach, is less than 4 amos, you see where the arrows are showing, then we look at it as if the wall is bent towards the schach and the sukkah is kosher. You're now allowed to sit under the ceiling part, but as long as you're sitting under the schach part, even though the wall is, you know, a couple of amos away, because it's less than 4 amos away, we look at it as if the wall is just being bent into the ceiling, and then the sukkah is going to be kosher. V'chein so too chaser shimukefes achsadra. If you have a courtyard, if you look at picture Kuf Ayin Bay, the last picture, you have a courtyard, right? So the courtyard has 3 walls, and the courtyard has like this little, like, you know, roofing over the 3 walls, and then in the airspace of the roofing, he places all the schach. So again, the same principle is going to apply. Even though you have a break between the actual wall, here the wall of the sukkah is like these walls of the house, of the houses. So there's a break between the actual wall of the sukkah and the actual schach. But it's going to depend upon how big that break is. If the little roofing over here is 4 amos or more long, so then the sukkah isn't valid. But if it's less than 4 amos long, then we see that that little roofing is just an extension of the actual wall, and the sukkah is kosher, provided you don't sit under the roofing, you sit under the actual schach. Okay, sukkah gadola, and then last case, if a big sukkah, what does it mean a big sukkah? Big sukkah means that the area of the schach is at a minimum of 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, okay? Shehikifua bedaber she'em esachem bo, and then he puts around the schach something that's not kosher for schach. He puts, you know, metal beams is invalid for schach. And he puts that between the walls and the rest of the schach. And miyesh tachtav arba amos psula. Again, this is just a similar case. If the distance between the walls and the schach is 4 amos, so then it's invalid. But if it's less than 4 amos, then even though you have these metal beams over here on your schach, the sukkah is going to be kosher. It's just like the case of the courtyard. It's just like the case of the regular house, right? Because the fact that there's metal beams on top of this roof doesn't really bother me. The main point is that I have kosher schach in the middle. So here they give you an example of where you have a big sukkah, meaning the schach in the middle has an area of 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, okay, or more. And then between the schach and the walls is just metal beams and non-kosher material. If that material is 4 amos wide, then the sukkah is invalid. But if it's less than 4 amos wide, then again we say, we look at it as the wall as an extension to the roof where there's invalid schach, and then it'll hit the schach. As long as it's less than 4 amos, we look at it as if the wall is just dofen akuma, you bend the wall, and the sukkah is kosher, provided that you're sitting under the schach of the sukkah. And that wraps up Mishnah Yud. And one more thing I'll add, they bring down an important akud over here, that dafka, do we say this whole concept that, you know, the schach would, this concept of the 4 amos that you bend over the wall, right, that's dafka when the invalid schach is near the wall. But if you have invalid schach in the middle of the sukkah, just random in the middle, even if the schach is even if the invalid schach is 4 tefachim wide, it will invalidate the whole sukkah. It passes the sukkah. And so if you have ear space, if you have ear space, so whether it's on the side or whether it's in the middle of the sukkah, if it's 3 tefachim wide, this ear space, that'll make the sukkah invalid as well. So it's important to note that if you have invalid schach of 4 tefachim wide, somewhere in the middle of the sukkah, or airspace, whether in the middle or whether on the side of 3 tefachim wide, then the sukkah is going to be invalid.
But the concept of Dofen Akuma will apply is that when you have invalid Tzchach on the size of the Sukkah, meaning between the wall and the Tzchach, then as long as it's less than Dalet Amos, then we apply the concept of Dofen Akuma, and we see the Sukkah is kosher, provided you sit under the kosher Tzchach portion.